any comments. This is the time if you want to give suggestions or comments or ideas. We'll take maybe 3-5 minutes from a few questions because we're open here. Where's the mic? Okay, so if Imam, if he would come back, those of you all that want to communicate to him, say a couple words. We have one right here.
But Imam wasn't supposed to tell you all that I gave the money back. I told him that the first check I received from you all was the biggest honorarium that I have received from our community. I've never received that much before. And I had no spirit to accept more. So when he offered more, I thought of him. I said, well, he must be some leader to get these people to do all this. I told him, I said, you have to keep this yourself. And he has to keep it himself. So we welcome your comments or questions or questions and comments then. They have a mic. It's very important that we hear the question and my reply.
Assalamu alaikum. First of all, I would like to welcome you, Imam, to New York, in particular Brooklyn, New York. I thank Allah for you and your leadership. Your talk today was very inspiring. And what I would like to suggest, I have a proposal that I would like to present to you in the future. I know that you're a very busy man, but for right now, what I'm going to do is present you with a catalog from my company, J&J Industrial Supplies. We are online. We have a website. We have a catalog that has over 40,000 items. We have affiliations with 80 warehouses across the United States. I have a business plan that I would like to have dialogue with someone that you designate as your representative in the future to be able to sit down and talk with me that can yield tens of anywhere from $5 to $10 million, not costing you or your ministry anything, just your assistance is needed. As I said, in the future, if you can look over the catalog, have somebody look over the website, see that the products are everyday commodities for business people and everyday people, I'd appreciate some feedback. It is a very profitable making venture that can be profitable for the businessmen and for the ministry. Secondly, you talked a lot about the culture and arts, which inspired me to put together my CD. I have, with the assistance of Wally Ali and another brother, Royal Bayan, this is my first CD. I have a song called Allahu Akbar and One Mercy that I was a tribute to Imam Amar Numan called Mercy. I would like to present this to you. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. We'll get right back with you. Yes. I'll take these things with me back to our office, and you should hear from us in a few days, very few days.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Right. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum, Imam W.D. Muhammad. My name is Prince Muhammad. I want to congratulate you and thank you very much for taking the time out to come here and the Brooklyn area to Master the Abdul Mutsi Khalifa and to share, okay, your advice and insight with us. I want to thank you once again for that. Your speech, your talk, have actually really answered the question. I believe it covered the area, but just for the sake of perhaps you might want to add something to it. It's in regards to the dealing with the youth and our seniors. And my question was in my head, you know, where do we miss your boat, miss the boat when you gave us a directive and how to build a safety net for our youth and for our seniors, and where that took place at, and what would you suggest to us now, you know, that are, you know, don't have like a safety net for our youth and our seniors, and like a safety net or something established, okay, for our, you know, youth and our seniors, and this day, especially in this day and time. So that was my was in my mind. Wanted to know, well, we something you had told us a long time ago, but where did we miss the boat at? And I believe you really answered it today in your presentation. But I just, you know, present that again as a two-pronged question.
In the Quran, we are told to save ourselves and our families from the fires. And it means from trouble, from bad times, from losing the good life. That's what it means, the fires of hell. Fires of hell means the fires of sin or fires of trouble that we let come into our life. That shouldn't be in our life. Our Islamic life shouldn't have any place for it. So if Allah, our Lord Creator, asks us to be individually and personally responsible for our own souls, to keep ourselves in a good condition, and ask us also to be responsible for our families too, Didn't go beyond that, but he went to also to families. He was ahlikum in your families. Then we have to accept that as a community, the well-being and preserving that well-being for our senior citizens and for our youth, our children, our youth, is our obligation. But not as our obligation only as a community, but as our obligation as individuals, as individuals. So we should do more of the teaching that we have done here today. This teaching, see, there is, in the Quran says that you have an obligation to give charity, to take care of your family members, your children, orphans, but it also speaks of the poor, those who have suffered misfortune. But it doesn't say we don't have attention on old age. There are brothers right here right now who of the age that many of you young brothers expect that you won't be around anymore. You're not even expecting to live to see their age. And they're standing not like this. They're standing like this. As-salamu alaykum, brother Imam. That one did that to me yesterday. And he's of the age that many of these young brothers think they won't see. I love that. I don't want us to copy the world, brother, and start putting all this attention on the seniors, the old people. We want to tell them that Muslim is never old. A Muslim is always young. It doesn't mean that we are not going to care for the weak, because Islam doesn't say old, says the weak. Take care of your frail ones, your weak ones. We're responsible for them. The strong is responsible to help the weak. So we'll be helping them not because they're old, but because they're weak. So if a brother is 22, 21, 22, 18, if he's weak and he needs our help, he can't manage for himself, we're supposed to treat him with the same care and concern that we would give a brother 90 years old that's weak and needing that help. So let's change this way of perceiving weak people, and let us perceive only their weakness and their deficiencies, their problem, not their age. And let us invite the old people in on the calendar to stay young and productive. So that's my reply. Allah be with you and do good work as you're doing. Continue good work. All right.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Brother Khalil Dunn. I am a recent merchant on the corner. I have a fish distribution retail and inshallah wholesale. It's a unique business in that it's designed not only to support oneself but also to support our community. Most of the proceeds from the establishment, a generous portion, will be donated on an annual basis to the Clara Muhammad School. And I urge that everyone, and it was the highlight, Brother Imam, it was the highlight of my life, inshallah. In addition to, this is just one of many models that I foresee with the assistance of the Imam of developing that can do two things, well, more than one thing, sustain yourself as far as a business venture, meaning for profit, and also give back to our community on a consistent basis. So I urge everyone to try to support that. But more importantly, I'd like to share a little bit about me past this business. I have a property management company in this neighborhood. Most recently, I was given a cluster of buildings previously owned by the city, and I'm about to embark on a very big development project, inshallah, June of this year, we'll be breaking ground. It's through the Neighborhood Entrepreneur Program, which is a joint venture with the City of New York, New York City Partnership for Housing, and the Enterprise Fund. And the reason why I mention this is because I am developer of a multi-million dollar project, and I encourage licensed professionals to seek a letter of introduction from my company, the developer, to the contractor who we recently secured the bid with. If anyone would like to participate, inshallah, I'll be more than happy to sit down and plan a meeting with the Imam and we can discuss the options that are available. But again, Brother Imam, I said it was an honor and a highlight in my life to meet you, and I hope everyone follows up on this opportunity. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam. Alaykum as-salam. Allah Akbar. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I have to give you this little story. I've given it before to the community, but I'm going to have to give it to you again at this point. Because when we have situations like this, we need to make it pay off for the community in the most daring way. We have to be more aggressive. We have to be ready to do more to have what we want for the future. Innama al-usri yusr. Surely with hard struggle, with difficulty, comes ease. So we first have to make the hard effort, make the strong effort, and then will come the great comforts and ease as a reward of our great effort. This is Allah's instruction to us, and His wisdom He gives to us. With the strong effort will come the benefits that will give us comfort and ease in our life. This is life, and this is the way we have to live it. God is not going to give it to us any different than He gave it to others before us. An old man in age, not in spirit, from overseas told me, he said, in our country, we were all poor. The British had ruled us and had deprived us of having any business to amount to anything, he said. He said, and the British, they finally gave up and they gave us our independence. He said, and one religious leader among us was loved by us and said, and we went to him as a religious leader. One day he told us he had an idea that was going to make us rich. So he told us that if we would take one item that we are buying from the English and we decide that we're going to buy that item as one purchaser, that's collective purchasing, isn't it? As one purchaser, we're going to have one person or one office purchase for all of us that one item. Said, and he wanted them to tell them what that one item should be. So they suggested different things and left it for him to make have the final word. He selected umbrellas because in that country the sun is unbearable in the hot hours of the day. And everybody, even poor, had to have an umbrella or was trying to get one or use something to shield their heads and their faces from the hot sun. So he said, let us buy umbrellas. I'm going to make the story short, which it is short. I'm going to make it even shorter because of the time. He said, in about 2 years, they had so much money coming from the sale of umbrellas that 50% of their people was free of poverty, no more poverty. He said, he told me, he said, and now all of his following are rich. They're rich. Now, don't we care enough about what we have, beginning with my father till now? Don't we care enough about what we have to discipline ourselves and pick items and say, we can get this from our own. And make a law yourself and apply it to yourself and obey it. I will not buy any fish anymore except from our brother. I saw his supply. You don't need to go further. He's a one-stop for seafood. Please do that. I have to leave you now. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.